News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
As we know, NPHET are meeting later on today to discuss those COVID cases. And joining me now to discuss COVID further is Paddy Mallon, infectious diseases physician at St Vincent's Hospital and professor of microbial diseases at UCD School of Medicine, and Donal O'Keefe, chief executive of the Licensed Vintners Association. I might come to you first of all, Paddy. Your view on what should happen this Friday in terms of easing of restrictions, do you believe that they need to stay in place, or do you believe that the time for opening has still come?
Good morning, Ciara. So I think that the discussion around this is
Paddy's line is a little bit tricky there. What we might do is try and sort that out. I'll come to you, Donal, instead. I would be relatively sure that I know what you're going to say. You believe that things need to be allowed to reopen. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Ciara. We have 92% of the adult population vaccinated. We are working with COVID certs that limit indoor hospitality to those that are fully vaccinated. So if 100% of our customers are vaccinated, if our late bars and nightclubs are closed 585 days, then surely is now time to move on. Because if not now, then when? And if a vaccination rate of 92% is not sufficient, then what is? We see late bars and nightclubs open across the water and internationally. And, you know, we have been following the public health advice closely. The vaccine rollout has been a tremendous success. The reopening of the economy was dependent on that. And it's now well timed that our sector finally fully opens.
OK, I know I have Paddy back, but before I move back to Paddy, have you any issue, Donal, for example, if they say in order to reopen or in order to remain open, if things like vaccine certs continue? What about if they say, you know, we can only have nightclubs with something like antigen testing, although they seem set against antigen testing for some inexplicable reason. Are there certain things that you would be happy to see continue?
Well, we had understood all along that the COVID certs were going to be a temporary phenomenon. That said, we have been working with them for a number of months now and certainly are very happy to continue to work with them on the assumption that once we admit only vaccinated customers, the other restrictions are gone. I mean, clearly the antigen testing position will be dictated by the expert advice from the review group that are looking at that. And whatever that turns out to be, we will have to deal with it. But at the minute, it's our hope that we will be able to trade without any further restrictions other than the use of COVID certs, and we're perfectly happy to continue to use those.
Okay. Let us bring back in Professor Paddy Mallon. And Paddy, what is your view about what should happen on Friday, to open or not to open?
So yeah, well, good morning, Ciara. As I was saying earlier on, the discussion seems to be very dichotomous in terms of either we completely open or we stay with restrictions. And I just think that the reality is that it's simply not going to be like that. That sort of concept takes in this approach that in some way by Friday, COVID is something that we don't need to worry about. And into the medium to long term future, the way this disease is evolving, it's going to continue to be something that we're going to need to be wary of. And it's going to continue to be something that we're going to continue to need to take measures to control. So what we're really looking at, I think, is a replacement of restrictions with other measures to control COVID-19, rather than this concept that we're taking away with restrictions and relying on vaccines to see us through.
Okay,
through the winter and through into next year. That's just not realistic.
What other measures are you talking about specifically, Paddy?
So there are a whole range of measures. I mean, the concept of control of a pandemic infection, you see this across Europe, is this what they call this cheese board approach, where you have a range of different measures that society can bring into their daily lives that can just mitigate the risk. No one measure is going to fix everything, and no one measure is going to be perfect. And depending on the setting in which we're trying to reduce risk, different measures can have different impacts. And that's why the discussion really up until this point has really been too much, I think, in two ways. It's either all or nothing. It's either lockdowns or it's release. It's either the vaccines do everything or the vaccines don't work. We need to move beyond that dialogue and just recognize that society needs to move on and be able to live with this virus. But to live with this virus, we do need to continue to take measures in our daily lives to reduce the risk.
Okay. And would you be broadly supportive, Paddy, for example, if the government said we are going to open, we're going to continue the vaccine certs, we will still use masks, we will still use social distancing, but things will be allowed open and we'll introduce antigen testing for crowded spaces. Would that be an acceptable, as you say, it's not a binary thing, it's a kind of a halfway house. Would that be something that you would be supportive of?
I think the contrary, I'm supportive of everything that can enable us to live a more normal life with this virus. I'm not in favour of continued lockdowns. I never have been in favour of lockdowns that have a significant economic impact. But we've got to continue to be innovative, and we are an innovative country. We're a smart country. We've got an engaged population.
Have we been smart?
We need to utilise that.
Have we been smart about antigen testing?
We haven't been smart about antigen testing, but I guess the concept here is with antigen testing, we're a complete outlier when it comes to Europe. There's been nearly a pathological reluctance in some sectors to accept antigen testing. But the basic concept of managing a viral infection is two concepts. There's test and there's treat. And we've known that for decades, managing HIV. The testing component is as critical as the treatment component. The treatment component in our case is treatment is prevention, which is vaccination. And we've done that incredibly well. On the flip side, we still have a disease where 30% of people are asymptomatic or capable of transmitting. We still have a disease that even when you're vaccinated, you can still contract it, maybe not get symptoms, but transmit it. And we've got no system in place to enable people to screen themselves out to prevent that onward transmission. The only testing system that we have that's widespread in the public at the minute are for either people that are symptomatic with COVID-19 or their close contacts. And we need to be expanding on that system. And that's where antigen tests really come into their fore. Widespread deployment of antigen tests will give us added protection. And it's those sorts of added protections that will enable us to open more safely.
You're exactly right. I actually think it's an embarrassment at this point that we are such an outlier on it. Last word to you, Donal O'Keefe. If you hear that the full extent of your sector, in other words, nightclubs, etc., are not allowed open this Friday, is there anything that you will do?
Well, obviously, we'll try to engage with government to understand why and to understand, more importantly, when. Clearly, the support package that was announced in the budget will have to be recalculated in a scenario where we remain closed. Everything was premised on a full reopening of our sector on the 22nd of October, and we're still hopeful that that will be the case.
Okay. Look, thank you both very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Paddy Mallon, infectious disease physician at St Vincent's Hospital and Professor of Microbial Diseases, and Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintner Association.